Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to the Drunken Storytellers podcast, where I tell stories and folklore from across the world based on myths, legends, and curiosities and lore from many different places. And I upload as and when I can, as always. So, still looking at devil lore, devil tales at the moment. I don't know how many more I'm going to do, as I'm quite busy at the moment, as always. So these might just become a quick, like today's going to be quite a quick short episode. So I think from now on, they'll just be quick, short things as and when I can, on whatever I feel like. Because, yeah, mean schedules don't seem to be happening at the moment. So anyway, I've got six very short tales of the devil today. Two from England, two from Scotland, and two from Germany. And they're all about deceiving the devil. So let us delve right in. And say these are very, very short. I'll include links and things in the show notes as to where I got them and where you can find original translations and whatnot, of where they come from, so you can have a look at them if you want. On with the tales. So sit back, grab yourself a small drink, as this won't be long, and enjoy the tale. We'll start with Deceiving the Devil. This is the German folk tale. There were once three happy-go-lucky fellows who made a pact with the devil, promising their souls to him on a certain date if he could make them rich. A further condition was that he would have to grant them one last wish when he came to get them. The devil agreed to this. The first man hauled gigantic stone blocks down from a mountain from morning until evening. When his time was up and the devil came to get him, he told the devil to replace all the stones back on the mountain within one day. But the devil did not need a day. He finished the task in 5 minutes and took him away. Then the devil came for the second fellow, who, following the pact, had gone immediately to a tavern where he joyfully spent every day eating and drinking to his heart's content, for he had all the money he could use. When he saw the devil coming, he was full of good cheer and made no sign of getting ready to leave. The latter told him to make haste, for his time was up. The fellow said, Now, I still have some time. My hour hasn't come yet. Walking back and forth in his room, he finally broke wind mightily and said to the devil, Bring that back to me. The devil was not able to do this, and he left in a sour mood. I cannot tell you what the third fellow did to defeat the devil. If you want to know him, you'll have to ask the old tavern keeper in Steina. By now, it will have come back to him. So that's the first one. So you'll include links to where that is. So yeah, devil and farts. Let's move to Scotland. This one is Michael Scott. Michael Scott, once upon a time much embarrassed by a spirit, for whom he was under the necessity of finding constant employment, he commanded him to build a cold, or damhead, across the Tweed at Kelso. It was accomplished in one night, and still does honour to the infernal architect. Michael next ordered that Eldon Hill, which was then a uniform cone, should be divided into three. Another night was sufficient to part its summit into three picturesque peaks, which it now bears. At length, the enchanter conquered this indefatigable demon by employing him in the hopeless and endless task of making ropes out of sea sand. This one is by Walter Scott, from The Lay of the Last Minstrel. So next up, we will go to, I think we'll stay in Scotland, yes. I've actually got three from Scotland. Sorry. Three from Scotland, one from England. We will go for a wild legend. The parish of Kenny is believed by some to derive its name from the Kems, a chain of low rounded sandhills which run along the northern boundary at some distance from the Don and terminate on the borders of Cluny on the southeast. A wild legend accounts for the peculiar broken character of these hills, or rather hillocks, which is almost forgotten in the parish, so that it is well nigh impossible to get a correct version of it. It appears, however, that the devil challenged an old witch to make a rope of sand. How she contrived to outwit his satanic majesty is unknown. But win the wager she did, the devil's rope broke and remains to this day the Kems of Kemney. See, don't you? These are short, just very, very short snippets from various places. Let's go back to Germany for another really short one. This one is known as Tinnemann's Fart. Once upon a time, a carpenter made a pact with the devil. And when his time was up, the devil came to him and wanted to take him away. However, the carpenter told him that he had to fulfill one last request for him, and the devil agreed to this. With that, the carpenter broke wind mightily and told the devil to bring it back to him. The devil was not able to do this, however much he tried. A whirlwind is just the devil flying along behind the carpenter's fart. For this reason, a whirlwind is called simply Tinnemann's Fart. So there you go. You might notice a theme in all of these. So, deceiving the devil in some way. We've got farts and we've got ropes. So we've got three more. These three more are on ropes. Deceiving the devil with ropes. So let's go to another Scot. Not Michael. This one is Mitchell. And this one is from England. Long before Sir Walter Scott had given increased celebrity to the wizard's feast of his clansman, Michael Scott, his fame had penetrated to the remotest villages of Northumberland. Similar anecdotes, but somewhat varied in the telling, have been transmitted of him there, as well as in the hamlets on the northern side of the borders. The Northumbrians called the magician Mitchell Scott. The fame of Mitchell is great in that district for having beat the devil and his myrmidons by the well-known device of employing them to spin ropes of sand, denying them even the aid of chaff to supply some degree of tenacity to the incohesivo material. That one comes from the Denham Tracts, a collection of folklore by Michael Elsby Denham. Now we're back to Scotland. We got Donald Duval and the Devil. The devil is apt to be cheated by clever mortals. Donald Duval had a hand-to-hand fight with the devil and overcame him. He could not allow him to go until he gave him whatsoever he asked. This was myriads of elves shut up in a box or a book with clasps, as some say. The box or book was somehow opened and every one of the elves rushed out, invisible, one version says, and kept crying, "Uba, uba, work, work." He set them to thrash corn, but that was done in a minute. He asked them to build him a square or a farm outhouse, and it was put up in no time. Then he asked them to strip the hill above his house of its heather. Before he could look about him, they had all the heather at his side. He then asked them to build sand mounds in the sea, and they were spoiling the harbours when he stopped them and asked them to make ropes of sand. This they are still working at, it is said, for they have not been able to hit on a method of making ropes of sand purely. Could they be allowed to use straw along with the sand, they would succeed. And that's it. That's the quick little tales of deceiving the devil, or elves, or mystical creatures, by asking them to build ropes of sand or collecting a fart. I think I've talked about the devil and farts before and how the whirlwind is the devil trying to collect the fart. So I apologise if I have done that, but Oh, I kind of like these little stories. So they're all very, very similar, as you can see. Giving the devil an impossible task to complete, so get out of a deal with him. I hope you enjoyed that. I've got a few more other devil things that I could talk about in another episode at some point, but we'll see what grabs my fancy as and when I can do it. So say, I'm actually quite busy in the evenings now. On Mondays, I do Monday Night Moods, where at the moment I'm still reading Paradise Lost. That is over on the Twitch channel. Also, you can find the videos over on YouTube. They're unedited, so you get to see me and do all the cock-ups and everything. It's great fun. Wednesday nights, over on Stolen Fires, I am running Tales from the Loop, the RPG. Lots of teenagers, or just teenagers, running around causing havoc at the moment in Great Yarmouth. Great conversations between English and Americans about food, mostly. And then starting this Friday, whatever date that is, April something or other, April the 12th, I'll be playing in an Old Gods of Appalachia RPG, again, on Stolen Fires. So go look at Twitch, Stolen Fires. I'll be playing Old Meg, basically Nanny Og, in Appalachia, so that should be entertaining. And Darker Days Radio, we are actually doing deep dives into Old Gods of Appalachia, the RPG from Deep Nerd Media based on the podcast. We're recording the first episode next Sunday, hopefully, where we'll be looking at the lore and mythology of Old Gods. And then we'll be looking at the rules in another episode, and then we'll be playing a game in the last episode. So a proper deep dive, a couple of hours long, look at the game. It's an interesting game. The lore and mythology is great. Rules are not to my taste, I suppose, but it's a wonderful setting. I'll share links around and things as and when that comes out, so you can go and have a look at that. So thank you very much. As I say, hope you enjoyed that. Links and everything will be in the show notes. Email me, find me on places. Most of my social media at the moment is my artwork. I've picked up a paintbrush again. Not miniature painting this time, actual painting with acrylics. Lots of random stuff on there. Folk horror stuff, skulls, weirdness, so Merkborg stuff, I should say. But yeah, so go check that out. Thank you very much. And all that remains for me to say is goodbye, my friends.